a brief word about Orientalist studies of Sufism. People ask what they should study at the university, and my usual answer is anything but Orientalism. Don't take your deen from the people teaching about Islam at the universities. Okay, this is my advice, and I speak from experience. I took courses in Orientalism at the University of Chicago, and I took a pounding, and it was years before I got all the poison out of my heart and out of my head, poisoned by teachers, Muslim teachers, who told me that the Sahih al-Bukhari and the other Sahih Hadith books were not what the Rasul said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other poisons. So, and there are more, so there are people, you know, ethnic Muslims who are teaching all sorts of wild things. If Mikhail was here from California, he could tell us about it. He's been telling me his woes recently. And some, you have people telling, you know, you have ethnic Muslims telling people that the Quran is forged in so many words, and, you know, Ya Latif, indeed, from these. The Mu'tazilite, at least the Mu'tazilites, well, it was a madhab, you know, but these, the Orientalists, you know, the premise, or, you know, academic, you know, the professors, their thing is trying to come up with something new. Is it right? Is it wrong? You know, it's not a condition. It just has to be novel. You know, there's novelty. There's an extremely high value placed on novelty among academic theses. And so this is what, you know, and so go to them and you'll take a pounding. So with that, I say, we'll say it in fewer words, inshallah, here. Orientalist studies of Sufism. We're talking about Islam before, now the discussion is about Sufism. Works on Sufism by Orientalists can be recommended against without apology or reservation. For any analysis that subtracts the reality of God from the spiritual phenomena it seeks to explain will be little better than its premises. Here, meaning absolutely worthless. Absolutely worthless. Their creator, the creator of the kafirs and the Orientalists among them, describes them as deaf, dumb, and blind, so they comprehend not. Now, a sane person finding a group of deaf, dumb, and blind, uncomprehending people on his doorstep would not even let them in to shampoo his rugs, let alone teach him his deen. So how should someone with a spiritual path? How should someone with a spiritual path? The distortional factor in Orientalists' work range from basic incomprehension of the divine to ignorance of matters of fact to unadmixed contempt for Allah and for those he loves. For example, the verses by Abdurrahman al-Majdub, who is a sheikh of our initiatic chain, about avoiding dangers, the dangers of ostentation, showing off in the spiritual path. He says, bury your secret in the earth, 70 fathoms down, and leave all men in doubt, i.e. about you, until the resurrection day. He says what? Bury your secret in the earth, 70 fathoms down, and leave all men in doubt about you until resurrection day. And this moves the French authority on Sufism, Louis Massignon, and this is not a small name, it's a huge name in Orientalist literature, as you know. It moves him to say, quote, the enduring power of Islamic mysticism is not in the haughty, morose isolation, morose means stupid, by the way, haughty, morose isolation in which Majdub proclaims, bury your secret in the earth 70 cubits down, and let all creatures moan until the last judgment. Not doubt about you, but moan. And this is in a book entitled An Essay on the Origins of the Technical Language of Islamic Mysticism, in which he mistakes the word yeshku, which means complain, which he translated as moan. Yeshku means to complain of an illness. For yeshukku, doubt. They're spelled the same. Spelled the same, or the, you know, orthographically, they're written the same. Yeshku and Yeshukku. Which joins between blindness to the whole point of the verses, which he doesn't understand. It's about ostentation, riyah, avoiding riyah. Deafness to their meter, because reading it as yeshku instead of yeshuku breaks the poetic meter. He doesn't know the rhythm of the verses, of the poetry. Secondly, so to blindness to the whole point of the verses, deafness to their meter, the poetic meter, and incomprehension of the eternal consequences of riba, or slander, against one of the awliya, or friends of Allah. Fill the mind with this. It's an example of why Allah says, deaf and blind. And they just say, فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, and they understand not. So fill the mind with this, your mind, and one will have to spend a long time shoveling it out, as I can attest to from my experience, while others will already have arrived in the spiritual path. And so the general principle is very simple. I don't want to belabor it at length. It's knowledge can only be taken from those who possess knowledge. And Sufism can only be taken from the people who possess Sufism. And so the covers look nice, and the printing is real snazzy and so forth of these books on Sufism, but they won't increase you from Allah except in distance. And so that's the main point. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah we'll have a qasida. Inshallah then we'll close for the evening. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Is there any questions? I'm not saying that everything that's written in English is bad about Sufism. There's a list of books that I think are reasonable. Among them, some of the translations of Rumi, not the Coleman Barks translations, which anything but them, which are our brother Muhammad Isa Whaley, who's translated about 40 of the poems of Rumi from Persian to English, and he's quite conscientious as a translator. He says they're far too Rumi. They kind of try to new age them, you know, to make them go in the marketplace, which they go very well. But they're not particularly accurate, so the more pedestrian Nicholson versions are a bit more acceptable. Rumi, this is one of the things of the previous thing. Rumi is quite close to the way of Ebu Hasan al-Shadhili. Jalaluddin Rumi is far closer to our tariqa, as the way of love, the way of shukr, the way of gratitude, than is, for example, Ibn al-Arabi or something like this. So many of the books about Rumi, you can read them. The reading list is starts on page 95 of books that I feel are reasonable and that can help in one way or another in one's spiritual path. Alhamdulillah.